Stop Judging. This sounds a great show, doesn't it? Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is Monday. It is February the 26th, Monday of the second week of Lent. We're going to look at the gospel from today's daily mass today. The message is from Jesus. Stop judging. Stop judging. How many times do we judge other people? It happens all the time. And you know, here's the thing to remember. We can certainly judge somebody's actions. If somebody does something that's blatantly immoral, it would be stupid to look at it and say, well, maybe it's not wrong, maybe it's right. We know if something's wrong. If somebody robs a bank or commits adultery, I mean, we can judge the actions and say that action is wrong. And there are times when we need to judge others' actions and recognize, well, this is not something that should be done. And if the case, in the case of our, if maybe it's our children, maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a close relative or friend, it would be appropriate to bring this up to them and let them know that, you know, you're headed down the wrong path. You shouldn't be doing this, that, or whatever. But again, we are judging their actions. Judging somebody's motive or what causes them to commit the evil action, that's something we can't do. Because ultimately, judgment is done by God and God alone. Because we're to be judged on our actions, but more importantly, on our interior motivation. Not everybody who performs evil actions or commits sin, they don't always realize it. It is possible that they think they're right. And I'm not looking to give excuses, but this is a church teaching. Somebody can't be held accountable. God's not going to hold somebody accountable for doing something immoral if they don't know it's immoral. Now, however, if you and I know that what they're doing is immoral, we can be held accountable. But there's something called invincible ignorance, meaning that if somebody doesn't know they're committing a sin, God's not going to say, aha, this was a sin, you committed it. Even though you didn't know it, you committed a sin. But we can be responsible for helping that person to see the light. So, you know, just because they're off the hook doesn't mean we are off the hook. But the essence of this gospel today is about judging, that we can't judge others. We can't judge why they do what they do. We can't get in their heads because we don't know what they know, what they don't know. We don't know what they're thinking. We don't know how strong the temptation is. Only God can determine whether somebody is going to heaven or hell at the end of their lives. You and I, we just can't do that. Let me read this. It's a very short gospel, only a couple of verses, but I think it's a powerful message, especially during the Lenten season, because we often do this, even without realizing it. Gospel is Luke chapter 6, verses 36 through 38, so just two verses. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." That's a lot of measures in that last sentence. But you know the point. If we judge others, if we don't have mercy on others, if we condemn others, Jesus is saying that that's how we're going to be treated. So we can't expect God's mercy. We can't expect him to be lenient with us. We can't expect him to give us a break, forgive us, unless we are willing to do the same with others. So I'm just going to put it out there. I don't have a lot of commentary about this, but I think during Lent, it's easy to watch celebrities. It's easy to look at people at the office, people even at church, and point out to ourselves, to others, why they are not living the way they should live. And again, we can judge actions. We don't know why somebody's doing what they're doing. We have to be merciful. We have to give people the benefit of the doubt. We can't condemn them. And that's not me saying it. That's Jesus. I'm going to take this seriously because I have work to do here. Maybe you do too. Talk to you next time.